Hello.
Back. Happy 4th of July.
Happy birthday, America.
Yep.
May your grills be hot and your bad games be fucking easy.
Yeah, okay. Some horrible news that
Horrible news.
I just read about 20 minutes ago. They canceled the hot dog eating contest today.
I was gonna bring that up.
It's over.
What's the guy who's really good?
Joey
Joey.
Chestnut.
Yeah, Joey Chestnut. I saw a tweet and he said, "I'm coming back, I'm getting these guys and we're doing this fucker." Apparently it was canceled because of weather.
Yeah.
It's
Tragic. Just not glizzy eating weather.
truly the gauntlet of the glizzy gladiators.
Correct. Yep.
I wonder how Boxco 69 would fare.
You know, I think he'd get four tops, probably. Which is not,
Four
that's not,
tops.
yeah, I think that's
And
probably the most,
he'd eat them at a normal pace.
yeah, probably. And, like, I don't think he'd be able to, like, keep up with them, because they usually eat, like, 60 plus, I think.
Eat 60 plus?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
God, I didn't know that.
I think it might be more or it might be less. I could be fabricating all of that. I don't want to say for
That
sure,
sounds like
but
so many.
it's a lot of hot dogs, man.
I thought like
Maybe it's not that much. I don't know for sure.
I thought
Okay, why don't
like
we
20 is like a lot.
world record hot dog eating contest. It happened recently. That's what I'm gonna look up. It's like one of the first things.
How come that's like the only kind of
76
fast eating we
hot
care
dogs
about?
and buns
Bro.
in 2021.
Bro, how long?
What do you mean how long?
How long? How long were all the hot dogs? And then multiply that by however many that ate. That's how long of a glizzy that guy ate. What if it was just one long hot dog?
Do you think it'd be the same if it was one long hot dog?
Don't know. I feel like you can't get the same kind of grip you get with the singular dogs.
10 minutes. Good God.
10 minutes. Jesus Christ, man.
Wait, hang on. See, the woman's one is 10 minutes, but the men's one, it doesn't specify if it's 10 minutes.
They go until only one man remains.
The last one did not pass out.
I'm really thinking of the long dog now.
I bet you are.
It's like I wonder how long 70 hot dogs would be.
Well, there's different sizes of hot dogs. Let's look up how long is the average hot dog. How long is the average? Can't type. I don't want to read the top search. Four point 8 inches.
That's 345.6 inches of. All right, that's 20. That's almost 30 feet of hot dog.
In that guy's stomach.
What the fuck, man?
I mean, they've got to just be like puking right after they're
After,
done.
I mean, if they're not.
Plus, they're downing like Pepto and water like while they're doing it, bro. That shit is
Wait, they
nasty.
do Pepto and water?
Yeah. And
I thought it was just water.
they dip in the water, and I think sometimes they drink it, and most of the time they're doing Pepto. I'm pretty sure. They might not. Pepto, I think it's like their PEDs though. It's like
I was just gonna say, they should not be using Pepto. They should be using just water.
listen, it's been a while since I've witnessed the monstrosity that is hot dog eating, so I don't know for sure if what I'm saying is true, you know what I mean? So I don't want to say for sure like this is what's happening. It's kind of just what I recall is Pepto-Bismol, hot dogs, and water.
That's
And
fucking
also,
yuckers.
there's buns too. Like,
I know. What do you think the easy part is, the buns or the dog?
none of it. Well, the dog probably, because I think some of them are just they're just sliding them down.
Yeah. They truly are.
It's yeah.
My friend told me a pretty interesting fact the other day.
Yeah.
There was this guy who he ate a whole plane.
I'm sorry. What?
He ate a plane.
That doesn't make any sense. I don't think you can say anything that will make... like, what do you mean he ate a plane?
Oh my god, it's fucking listening to me. Yeah. He ate an entire Cessna 150 airplane. From 1978 to 1980.
He was eating it for how long? I'm sorry.
Like 3 years. Two years?
Okay. I have a lot of questions. First of all, it's not like a big plane, but this is a whole plane. Okay. Why? How was he digesting any of it? How? Is this true?
Yeah. It is true. It's literally in the Guinness Book of World Records. It's the first thing when you look up guy who ate a plane.
Piece by piece, Latito ate an entire Cessna 150 airplane between 1978 and 80. A few years on in Guinness Book of World Records.
Explains why I died at 57, though.
Yeah, actually. What the fuck?
I think... my friend was saying that he would lube up his system with mineral spirits, which you probably shouldn't be drinking that.
this fucking absolute freak ate more than just a plate. He apparently consumed a supermarket trolley, 7 TV sets, and bicycles and low-calorie Cessna. What is that? It's a plane! Listen.
He claimed to not suffer ill effects from his consumption of substances typically considered poisonous. Yeah, that's a lie.
Yeah, no way. This guy's gotta be stopped. I mean, he has been.
He is.
Yeah, but... like.
Let's see. Numbers of unusual items consumed. 45 door hinges. 18 bicycles. I want to find the weirdest thing on here. He ate one waterbed. He ate one Guinness Award plate. That's the true...
That goes kind of hard, actually. I can't lie.
That's fucking funny. He ate a coffin with handles. Hopefully it was his own.
Bro, what?
This shit's so funny.
This has to just all be fabricated, right? Like, there's no way this... No, okay, listen. It is.
It is.
There's no way this dude ate these things. It just didn't happen.
It's literally in the Guinness World World Record.
They fibbed it. Book. It's fake.
That one was made up by a writer.
Actually, invented by a writer.
Holy shit, this guy's teeth.
Actually.
Oh my god.
He's not a real person.
This guy's... no way he did this for enjoyment.
Literally.
He said, I love it.
I'm hungry. Time to have some door hinge.
Uh-huh. Oh, fuck. That's funny.
Do you think that guy could dominate the hot dog eating contest?
No.
Well, not currently. But, like, in the past. You know, in his prime eating days.
I don't know, man.
He only has an appetite for, like, not food.
Yeah. The hot dogs wouldn't taste good to him.
Because it's not an airplane.
Yeah, it's not something poisonous. Man, dude, his teeth are done for!
It just doesn't make any sense. Nothing about him makes any sense. Like,
no,
is it even like, actually, how was he eating this stuff without dying?
I don't know.
Because he lived a long life. He lived until 2007.
No, he did not. He was 57.
Yeah, he lived. He died in 2007. I just saw it.
Yeah, that's he was 57 years old. That's not.
He ate that plane in the 80s. That's a long. He got some 20 plus years after that, bro. That's a long life.
I don't think so.
You don't think
okay.
so?
Okay. For him?
Bro, 30 years almost after eating a plane? And that's not counting all the door hinges, the fucking... all the other weird shit?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's a long life.
It's just so, I don't know. He's like, I'm going to do this for the fucking record books. They're going to remember me.
No one else wants to.
Exactly. That's why he's the only guy who will ever do it.
He's cornered the market.
So stupid, man. What's the weirdest thing that you would eat, Matt? That's not a food.
That's not a food?
That's like a plane.
Nothing.
Nothing.
I don't.
All right, you had to. Gun to your head.
Probably like, I don't know. Really put me on the spot here. Like some kind of fabric.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Like a shirt or a small towel, like a hand towel.
A hand towel.
Like a washcloth even.
That'd probably taste
paper
not
towel.
Half bad either.
That? Paper towel.
Nah, nope. Too easy. Too organic.
Nope. Sorry, you said there wasn't food. It's not food. Paper towel. If you consider that food, I'm sorry, but you're a fucking weirdo.
It's closer to food than not food.
No shot!
Yes.
There's no way!
Absolutely.
A paper towel?
Is way closer to food than not food.
What? Bro, you are tripping. There's no
way! It's just some tree.
You eat tree often, Dan? Anything tree-related in your... I mean, I guess, like, tree-related, I shouldn't say. But do you eat tree often? You big bark guy, Dan?
I'm thinking about the tree eating.
You don't eat tree often.
Probably not, but, you know, like...
Do animals average? Okay. No.
So it's edible.
No.
Yeah.
Paper towel is not closer to food than it is not food. That's just not true.
Yeah, right.
You're on crack if you think it's closer to food than not food. It's not food. It just straight up isn't food. It's a paper towel. That's why I'm picking it, because it's not food.
It's got to be. There's no way you're saying a paper towel is farther away from food than a towel.
How are you thinking it is closer to food than it is, like, anything?
Because
else?
It's just organic material.
So what? It's not food.
I guess everything's organic material in the end.
True.
Unlike plastics and shit, but or a plane, you know, for example.
Door hinges.
You know, it's, I don't know. I just feel like it would be, it's obviously way easier to eat than a towel.
Yeah, that's why I picked it.
Towel would probably take, probably hour. An hour or something.
Yeah.
A paper towel is done in a minute.
Correct. That's why I picked it. It's not food.
It definitely is food.
No, it's, you have to eat a paper towel now. You have to prove to me it's food.
Okay, Otherwise, it's definitely closer to food.
Doesn't matter, still not food.
Okay, yes, it's, God.
I'm sorry, but I won.
You can't pick paper towel.
I picked paper towel. You can't just make up the rule because I found a good one. I picked paper towel, it's over. It's not a food, it's not even close to food. It really isn't. It's not.
It's definitely close to food.
The only time a paper towel is close to food is after you've eaten food and you've wiped your hands on the paper towel. That's when it's closest to food. Other than that, it's just a paper towel. It's not closer to food than it is to anything else. It's just a paper towel. Not food.
Whatever, man.
What would you pick, Dan?
I really like the towel. But not a paper towel, because that's too close to food for me. It'd be too easy.
Okay. So you want the chance. You have a gun to your head. You have to eat something. They give you any option. You're like, that one's too easy. I'm going to eat a whole towel. Make it make sense, Dan. You want to impress the people with the gun to your head?
Gun to my head. I'm probably just picking a paper towel.
Okay. I'm glad we're finally on the same page.
But if they're like, nah. Then the next option is probably just a regular towel.
Sure. Next option's a regular towel. I'm okay with that. But, if they will let me, it's paper towel.
What if I got pen? That would suck.
Yeah, that would be awful. The ink? Ugh.
Just.
Horrible. Pencil?
Probably not as bad.
Probably,
You think there's more people that have eaten pencil than...
It's wood, or it's got wood. It's closer to real food.
See? Exactly.
That was sarcasm.
I know.
Oh, wow.
Let's see. I'm trying to find a... Let's see. More or less people have eaten a pencil than a pen.
Is this a question for me?
Yeah.
Have more people eaten pencils than pens?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely more people have eaten pencils than pens. 100%. Kids in school? Let's... Be real.
All right, then you think there's more people who have eaten towels than pencils?
Do you have numbers to back this up?
No.
More people...
Is it literally just a guess?
No, 100%. People have eaten more pencils than towels. Who in their right mind is eating a towel?
All right, more people eating a paper towel than a pencil. That one. I'm trying to find the tough one.
You know, I don't see people going out of their way to eat paper towels often. Nor do I see now. It's
or pencils.
Right, but like, what's more likely is like a kid, like a weird kid in class, like bites on his pencil one time, and he's like,
"That's pretty good."
And then he just keeps going. Or is it more likely that he like accidentally bites into a paper? Nah, it's pencils. It's still pencils, and that's what makes the paper towel further from food, because who is actually eating a paper towel?
Someone who's ever forced to eat a paper towel.
Okay, I suppose.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like there's more people who use paper towels though than people who use, you know, wood pencils.
Yeah, I know, but I think the pencil number gets inflated by all the children.
Yeah, but there's like mechanical pencils now.
True, but the OG pencil still exists. Like it's
yeah,
still,
but
it's
I
still th- got
I think
foothold.
It's I think the mechanical far outweighs the pencil, the wood pencil.
Like what do you mean outweighs? Like it's more popular?
Yeah, I feel like there's far more mechanical pencils than there are wood pencils.
I don't think so. I mean, well, probably, because they're probably cheaper to make.
Probably way cheaper.
Yeah.
Wait, what is wood?
Wood? No. Mechanical. No?
I have no idea. Probably be close.
Probably be pretty close.
But, I don't know. A wood pencil only lasts so long.
Sure. True.
Mechanical pencil can...
Especially if you're gonna eat it.
Mechanical pencil can technically last forever.
Listen,
if you just refill the lead.
I think if we're talking all time, it's still pencils, for sure. Because I think it's just been around for so long. And
it does, it's got the time on it.
It's had a foothold on the country, the world even.
The world, yes.
For forever. It's been around, you know? So the amount of them eaten has to be high.
Alright.
Follow us on Twitter.
Yeah.
Apple Music.
And Spotify.
Album Soon.
Album
Apple
Soon.
Podcast.
Apple Podcast.
MySpace.
Sad Mads Glads.
Yep. LuciousQpodcast@gmail.com.
Is there...
That's a lot of pencil, food, not food, paper towel talk we just had.
I know, I'm fucking hungry. I'm making tacos tonight.
Oh yeah? Gonna have a side dish of paper towel?
Maybe. I was gonna say, should we talk about League? But I don't know. This has been fun.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really feel the need to talk about League of Legends.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
All right. See you guys.
Yeah. that's the whole episode.
Let's see. There is something interesting I want to talk about.
I find that hard to believe.
Unfortunately, though.
Unfortunately.
It's about League. and it's unfortunately again about the NACL.
Oh no. We're back.
We're back. There were three big content creators that wanted to join the NACL for the summer split, but they were denied.
Like as players or?
No, as like they wanted to fund a team.
Oh, yeah.
I guess that'd be the right way to say it, or
sure.
Make a team or have a team compete.
Sure.
So Tyler One was one of those people.
Shadow Dogs.
Moist Esports was, and then Mr. Beast. I don't know. I feel like things would be more exciting if they got to choose, because I feel like that, like they take enough pride in it that they want to win. And they're like, all right, we're not fucking around here.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I could totally see them bringing in viewership at the very least.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Mr. Beast, he's like the biggest content creator in the world.
Yeah.
I don't see how him being a part of the league would be a bad thing.
I agree, and it's crazy that they were all denied. Or okay, so it says Tyler One was denied, and then the other Moisten, Mr. Beast, they expressed interest in it. But that'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah, I know Mr. Beast has talked about buying an LCS spot eventually, so maybe he'll take TSM spot next split.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
I don't know. I feel like we got to get some people in here who like give a shit and like understand the business side and not be like, I don't know. I feel like these teams nowadays, they don't care about getting better. They just care about like running the business correctly.
Correct. Yeah. I think that's a big part of it.
So
unfortunately, after watching LCS this week, I would say it's the case for like, I don't know. I don't think it's the case for the players. Some of the players still play hard, thankfully.
Yeah, I agree. I think the players want to win, but I don't know.
Yeah. But some teams, it just seems like they try to just coast.
Yeah, you know? But like when it's coming down from like the top of the of their org, that it feels like they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna play as hard. Fuck that.
True.
So if I feel like if these guys got in, then it could almost be better than the LCS.
Could be. I think at this point though, like either the Moist Esports or whatever Mr. Beast team would be called, mm-hmm. will probably, I would imagine one of them will end up in the LCS eventually.
Yeah, I
probably
think
more
so.
Likely that it's Mr. Beast, but
mm-hmm.
Either way,
he got the cash. Exactly. I think Moist Esports is also very. That's probably pretty bound to happen. It feels like. I mean, he's
maybe.
Yeah.
He's in a bunch of esports already. A lot of fighting games.
Yeah.
Like Melee. I think other Smash games. What else is there?
He's in Rocket League.
Yeah, Rocket League.
But I don't think he's in any of the like the big expensive ones that I would imagine.
He might have a Valorant one.
I don't believe he has.
Maybe it's CS. I don't remember. I thought that he had one of them.
I don't think so. Because I think getting in those leagues is very expensive, it's tough. I kind of think he kind of just is more like. I'm pretty sure most of it was self-funded at first.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if he's taking on investments, but
yeah, I know him and Ludwig kind of joined forces. So
either way, I don't think he can afford the spot. Like the
people, like his. It's a for what it is. He's a pretty successful organization. cool. In terms of winning. Which is really cool. So bring that fucking energy over to League.
Yeah,
I feel like we need the energy.
What we need is, well, we have the energy. Get it?
Uh-huh.
But they suck.
Yeah.
Segway? Do we
the energy feels low.
Much? Yeah, for them, definitely.
I watched some LCS, LEC games, but I've completely forgotten which ones, and I knew this was going to happen again.
Glad you came prepared. I could speedrun my LCS viewing real quick while you try and find. I mean, not speedrun. Like, I'll talk about, you know.
I think I watched, like, the Fnatic game, and I was like, all right, these guys are killing it.
Well,
I had also Vitality, not in a good spot.
Killed. Not killing it. Killed.
Uh-huh.
anyways, segue from when I said NRG earlier, I watched NRG play against FlyQuest. This was the first game of the second day of the LCS, I believe. And this game was not very close. FlyQuest kind of stomped them, and I think...
Are they back?
They won all three games this week.
Update, Matt! Matt, there's an update.
Update for...
The Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest is back on.
It's back on.
Joey Chestnut saved America.
It's just like Will Smith from Independence Day. He saved America too by killing a bunch of aliens.
Will happen 2 p.m. on ESPN2. Not canceled. That's not crazy. Canceled.
We're back.
Big. America is saved.
I can't believe Joey Chestnut did it.
He did
it. It's kind of a crazy last name. Chestnut.
Chestnut. One of the one of the founding fathers right there.
Yep. He should be on Mount Rushmore, without a doubt.
Agreed. Agreed. We're doing something this Titanic.
Patriotic. Titanic? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huge.
Is that like an actual term, like Titanic?
Yeah.
Huh. We got a new one. I've never used it.
He said, huh.
I always associate it with the ship.
Ship.
Yep. You're like, ship. It's just all I said.
Yeah, ship.
Yep. We're on the same page.
It's Corky. Ship.
Yeah, no, I know, but it's just funny that you...
Ship.
Yeah. Anyways, I watched Team Liquid versus C9, and surprisingly, C9 got whooped in this one. This game was not really close. TL looked like they came into this one with a game plan and executed it to near perfection. Piosik wasn't half asleep playing this time, so...
Yeah, but I am.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you might be taking some of the sleepiness away from Piosik. Anyways,
FlyQuest had a 3-0?
3-0 weekend, yeah.
Wow, big.
Big. So now they're 3-6. So they were 0-6 going into this. I watched Dignitas versus TSM. TSM was playing League of Legends with Ruby in the mid lane. Very questionable decision. They lost to Dignitas pretty handedly. Mm-hmm. Dignitas actually looked kind of good, though. Rich on the Kaisante looked like a force to be reckoned with. Jensen was on the Azir. Looked like he actually cared this game. Pretty cool stuff. Mm-hmm.
Big.
After that, I watched... EG versus IMT. Immortals is a team in the LCS, and that
a team that maybe should not be
them.
In the LCS. Correct. Bring back relegation, please.
Need that. And EG has Jojopyeon, and he popped off. He was on the Silas this game. He basically 1v9 in this game, but Unforgiven had a pretty good game too. So
what if they just had all the teams that are in the NACL pay, like? I guess, it's tough.
Let me hear it.
Like, if all the teams paid the same in the NACL and the LCS, a spot to play in either league, and then there's relegation, you know what I mean? So it's like technically everyone has a spot in there, so relegation can happen.
I guess it just sucks for the people in the lower league if they're paying the same price to get less viewership, less recognition.
Just be better then. That's the point of it, right? I guess.
I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Or maybe they lower how much it is since there's more. I mean, yeah, true.
Unfortunately.
Lower the price.
Of the regular spot.
For all of them.
Yeah.
The regular.
The regular. 100 Thieves versus Golden Guardians. 100 Thieves suck. Golden Guardians does not. This one went GG's favor. Stick Face surrounded by Koreans. World championship contender. That's what
yes,
I'm
sir.
Saying.
Let's get her in. Let's get him in there.
And day three, the match of the week was C9 versus EG. This is the first game. C9 destroyed them. It did not feel like the match of the week. It felt boring.
Match of the hour.
Match
of the current time.
I think it was like 23 minutes.
Jesus.
Then TL versus Golden Guardians. Clearly, Golden Guardians now, this means they're better than C9 because they actually destroyed Team Liquid. Piosik was like 0-10, so he was kind of, you know, back to his normal form. So that was good to see.
Coin flip.
Will Piosik play well? No. Dignitas versus NRG. NRG has FBI as their AD carry still. This
and that's it.
Loss.
Period.
Yeah, period. Done.
No more.
Dignitas now are 5-4.
I will not elaborate.
In the LCS. Will not elaborate further. 100 Thieves versus TSM. 100 Thieves win. Easy game. Mm-hmm. It was not
Big.
Very close. They kind of punted it for like a second, but that's just because Closer doesn't know how to smite. And then the final game of the day, it was IMT versus FlyQuest. FlyQuest won this. I already kind of said that because I said they went 3-0. They destroyed
I said
them.
That.
I I said it first. Anyways, that's all I watched. Then I watched
FlyQuest had a 3-0 week.
Yep, FlyQuest had a 3-0 week. Mm-hmm. So what did you watch from the LEC, Dan?
I forgot again.
How? I'll just talk about what I saw. I saw XL versus Astralis.
Yeah, that one.
You did see that one?
Did XL play? Astralis played SK. That's the one I watched.
Okay, that was from a different day.
Yep.
How was that game, Dan?
Astralis.
I'm so glad you're prepared for this. Yeah, Astralis did really bad in this game. They had Jonghoon on the pike, kind of a troll pick if you ask me. They let Milio get through, which
wasn't he good on that?
They were talking about how it was his one trick, and he's just not good enough to carry this team.
I guess not.
At least not with Leader, who was on the Silas, who they also Leader? Said it was a bit of his one. Leader, they said it was like his one trick, and he was kind of sprinting it. I can't lie.
What did he play, Yasuo?
No, he played Silas.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So XL end up picking up the W there. They locked themselves into group play.
Group play.
After that was Gamers 2 versus Koi. Hansama did not have to... He was playing Kog'Maw this game. And mm-hmm. he did not have to use his flash until the last 3 minutes of the game. And he was flashing forward to try to kill someone. So,
he posted a GIF on Twitter. And it was just this dog running around.
That's cool. He's a little pug.
He got that dog in him.
He does have that dog in him. After that, Team Heretic versus Fnatic. Mm-hmm. Fnatic looked really good, and Team Heretic did not. Evie was like, he was like so far behind the entire game. He was.
Yeah. He's having a rough split.
Yeah. And this was on like Kaisante, which was like pretty much his only champion he could play in the winter split.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Not a good look for them. After
rough.
BDS versus Vitality. Vitality on the brink of elimination in this one. Do you think they pull
it's
it
dog
out?
Shit now.
They are dog no. shit. No, they lost. They lost hard. It actually looked pretty close. It was a pretty back and forth game. So I got to watch some quality League of Legends for a little bit. But they took a really bad fight in the middle of the lane. Mm-hmm. Or in the middle of the mid lane. That's the one.
The middle lane,
yes. And mm-hmm. they lost it and then lost the game like immediately after. It was at like 28 minutes. They had just won a fight. They all based. And then they were like, all right, we'll fight again. And like BDS just pushed it down mid. They're like, we'll fight him here. They fought him, kind of chased him off. And then like BDS just turned and just won the fight and ended the game. It was pretty tragic. Also, Bo was not playing. They had Daglis.
Yeah.
That's his name. It's D-A-G.
Daglis.
Daglis.
What's up, Dag?
What's up, Dag?
Daglis? That's pretty silly.
Where the hell was Bo?
I don't know.
You know anything about this, Dan? You're the LEC homer. What do you know?
I do know about it, but I don't know why he...
Where Bo?
He didn't play.
Tilted? Maybe.
I know they say he's pretty toxic, but I don't know.
Yeah, he probably like flamed his team for being dog shit.
Damn, hate to see that.
Let's fabricate what he said to who. He was like, Photon.
He said it to Upset.
Oh, what'd he say?
I can't believe you left Worlds for your wife.
Pussy. And then he got benched.
All right, you're done.
And he smiled and laughed and walked away.
He said, I do not care.
Last game I watched, SK versus Mad Lions. Mad Lions made SK look like the best team in the world. This game was not even close.
Yeah.
Yep.
Daglass, there he is.
Daglass. Niski might be one of the worst mid laners in the world. I think this is the first time I've seen him play Azir, and he looked horrible. I played Azir a couple days ago in a norm, and I'm fairly certain I could have done exactly what he did this game. Every time he used his ultimate, it got flashed. It was so funny. Every time. I don't think he landed a single shuffle. And this guy's getting paid to do this, bro.
Imagine paid to miss shuffles.
Paid to miss shuffles.
Mm-hmm. Imagine if you were getting paid.
Imagine. I would probably at least play a little bit better. I'd be like more determined, you know? Anyways,
so with that,
this Mad Lions team will most certainly be winning Europe. Probably
no shot.
I've every time I think they suck, it's like something turns on in them and they become like the best team all of a sudden. So all
right, so they're winning the whole thing.
Yep, that's basically I just said they're the worst team, so now they're gonna win it all. You're welcome.
So with the end of this week.
Yeah.
Now they go into groups.
Yep.
Group play. Two teams did not make it. Vitality and Astralis.
Tough.
So upper bracket round one, Team BDS versus Team Heretics. Koi versus G2. Mad versus XL, and then SK versus Fnatic. Let's predict it, Matt. Come on. Hurry up.
I think I had Astralis winning the entire thing.
Yeah.
So,
I think we did those predictions after week one, didn't we?
It's a little awkward for me, but prediction. What are we predicting here? Just like the games? These games being played? Okay, I've got Heretics over BDS, G2 over Koi, Mad over XL, and then Fnatic over SK.
Mad. All right, I'm going to go Team Heretics. G2 Esports. XL. Fnatic. There it is.
Okay, there it is. There it was. Mm-hmm.
Yep, there it is.
I could totally see that being true. I think the only ones that feel certain to me are that G2 is winning, and so is Fnatic.
Unfortunately, they're back. Yeah. Also, Trimby Diff.
Nope.
Yeah, I really think it is.
It's the Oscar Rinnan Diff.
It is not.
Oscarin.
That guy's poop. I can't get over how ugly this dude is, man. Every time I look at him, I go, ah!
Actual jump scare?
Actual fucking...
It can't be that bad. Let me see.
Ooglegle.
Where is it? Ah! It's not that bad.
I don't know, man.
Listen, I don't think that there's many League of Legends players that aren't ugly, right? I think everyone's just ugly, like in their own right. Like, let's be real.
Huh?
You, me, come on. Be real. We're both hideous.
Jesus. All right. <We're hideous. laughs> All right.
We didn't watch any LPL or LCK.
Yeah.
So we'll just talk about how there's like a four-way tie.
Eastern place, you know.
Yeah, there's like a three-way tie for fourth in the LCK, and all of them are four wins, four losses.
Big.
So that's pretty cool, and that includes Hanwha Life, D Plus Kia, and the Kwangdong Freaks.
Big.
Yeah. Would you like to guess which team is in last place, or did you already look?
Anyone's legend.
In the LCK?
Oh, the former world champions, DRX.
No, sorry, it's Nongshim Red Force. You're close, DRX is in second to last. And then above
guess who Nongshim Red Force just won? Just beat.
Just won. Who, DRX?
They just beat T1.
Sounds about right.
The man who saved America.
What about?
Why does Joey Chestnut look like this? He's so angry.
They tried to cancel him eating hot dogs.
Uh-huh.
That's why he's angry.
And he said, I'm eating today. I'm hungry.
Honestly, you'd think that like the rain would help them eat. Because they'd be dipping the dogs in water, right? So like if it's
dipping
just raining,
the dogs in water.
The dogs are like pre-soggy. It's like, it's helpful. It's helpful. Like.
I don't know why can't they just eat in the rain? They don't give a shit what it tastes like anyways.
Exactly.
They're just trying to get those wieners down.
Exactly. It's all about getting the wieners down. It's all they care about.
All about getting the wieners down.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Alright, let's talk about this new game mode, Matt. 2v2v2v2.
Yep.
Is it live yet? Is it on a live server?
No, it's in a PBE right now.
I just watched Yankos play some of it. Looks pretty fun.
Yep, it looks like League of Legends 2v2. Yep. That's all I've got to say about it. I think.
What is this similar to? Isn't there a? It's like World of Warcraft have something similar. They call it Arena, and it's like it's 3v3 and 2v2.
There's also like a. There was like a fighting game similar to this that was still like the MOBA style. I don't know if it was Battlerite.
I don't know. I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, I think there was something similar like this, where like it was like a bunch of characters with like abilities, and they'd fight on like a platform, and it would close in on them or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, it does look interesting. We'll have to give it a try. I'm sure. I'm sure we'll find time to have fun with that.
I mean, you know, we are we're the duo of a lifetime, so.
Correct. Yep.
We're generational.
Generational. Don't lose often. Except for when we do. Then we do.
Then we lose.
Yeah.
But when we don't lose.
We don't lose.
Generational.
Correct.
I think that's all I got. Oh, yeah. I was going to talk about... do you think the next media review will be Barbie or Oppenheimer?
I think it has to be both.
In the same one?
I think we're going to have to see them at the same time as well.
We're going to have to entangle them together.
We're going to have to get a double feature of Barbie and
Oppenheimer.
I was
just going to say double feature Oppenheimer.
And we're going to have to review them at the same time.
Uh-huh.
But
okay.
Also, we've got to do a top five. So let's just rapid fire one real quick, Dave.
Top five things that are not food that you would eat.
Okay.
And your number one can't be paper towel, because it'll both be one number one for both of us.
I'm sorry, but it's going to be paper towel. You can't stop me. So number five, an airplane. Except I'm going bigger. I'm going bigger than what that guy picked.
Bigger.
I'm going with like a fucking.
A fucking.
I don't know, like a Boeing jet. We'll go with that.
A fucking.
So
how long do you think it would take you? It took that guy 2 years to eat that entire plane.
So how big is a Boeing?
Big.
No,
very big.
Huge. So I would say. Do you think you eat like a Boeing jet worth of food? Like every year?
No way. See how many pounds of food like an average American eats, and then see how heavy a Boeing is. Yeah, and then you just divide that, and then you'll see how many years it takes.
I'm assuming this would probably take me like minimum 10 years, right?
Yeah.
You think if someone got word of it in, like, today's day and age, they'd be like, I'm gonna do that faster.
They just let them.
Yeah, I mean, I would. Yeah, I'd be like, hey.
Where'd you start? Where would you take your first bite?
I think it's gotta be the wing. Like, the back, like, the smallest one.
Easy.
It's not hard. That's the first step.
Gone in a week.
Nope. No.
Gone in 2 weeks.
Anyways, that's my number five. Dame, what's your number five?
I think I'm gonna say like a semi truck. there's a lot of cast iron in that, and I feel like that'd be really hard to eat. And it's like the whole thing is basically metal. There's no forgiving bits.
Fair. That's an okay option.
Mm-hmm.
So you want one with no forgiving bits? You know what? Whatever.
Well, that's why it's at the bottom.
Yeah, okay. You know, there's like a bunch of other stuff you could list. Like
no,
five,
there's
you
not.
Could list like a bunch of easy stuff. I'm going with
there's
a
not.
Wooden table.
A wooden table.
That's my number four.
I could probably eat that in a week.
No shot. Imagine the splinters.
Do I get to
brutal.
Do I get to dip it in
like a dip sauce?
What's it called? What was it, man?
Lacquer.
Pepto.
No. Sorry, you have to eat it straight up. What's your number four, Dan? Rapid fire.
I'm gonna say my PC. A lot of variety in there.
Yeah. You kind of get your mix of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a solid one.
Do I have to count my peripherals?
Yeah. Yep. Those go with it. Sorry.
Wow.
And the
Damn.
monitor.
Yeah, that's a
Yeah, it's a
peripheral.
peripheral. Yeah.
A peripheral.
Yeah, peripheral.
Peripheral.
My number three, it's gonna be a sponge.
Sponge.
Yep.
Let's see. What's
You've
next?
got nothing.
Pencil. Wood pencil.
Wood pencil. Wood. All right, my number two. I'm gonna go with like a rubber band.
A rubber band.
Single rubber band. That's my pick. My number three. Two.
Right, I'm gonna go with I'm gonna go with a carton from a carton of eggs. Can't eat the
That's
eggs. Eggs are
solid.
food.
True. That's a solid pick though. It really is. And my last one, it's a paper towel. Easy. That's one I would definitely eat.
I'm gonna do a piece of paper.
Okay. There it was. That's our top five things we would eat that aren't food.
Fucking easy.
Easy. I really think that one showed a lot about who we are as people.
Yeah?
Yep.
You think? It's almost time to make tacos.
Almost taco time. Dude, it's Taco Tuesday.
What do you think of beans, Matt?
I don't know. I guess it depends. Like,
You like black beans?
yeah, they're all right. Yeah. Get down on some black beans.
Black beans are delicious.
Yep.
And I got we got guac.
Yeah, you know my feelings on guac after last night. It's like a little
It's gone up in
it's
your
it's
book.
it's no, I haven't I didn't even eat any last night.
Bitch.
To be honest with you though, that might have been the night to try because those chips could carry anything. They could
Oh.
make a paper
Oh.
towel appetizing. Those chips are crazy.
Let's get sponsored by that chip
I need that. Honestly, that
brand.
chip brand is nuts.
Right. I'm done.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm Dan.
You're Dan. I'm Matt.
I'm Matt.
No, you can't say that. I'm Matt.
I'm Matt.
I'm Matt. You're Dan. I'm Matt. This was Loser's Q.
I'm Matt.
I'm Matt. That was Dan. This is
I'm
Matt.
Matt. I'm Matt.
We're
I'm Matt. End it!
Matt.